Hi, I'm Eleanor Blakesley-Drain.
And Patrick Henneberry from Berrybrook Farm in the Catskills.
The romance started by me kissing Patrick. I realized I was interested in him and had a bit of a crush on him. And he was coming out of a divorce and was kind of off of marriage and relationships in general. So he thought it was pretty fun that he had like a farmer friend, and I would never... at that point, I had only mostly dated women, so he thought I only dated women, and thought that we would never become romantic. So he was excited about that, but I had other plans. And I put on Aliens.
The movie.
The movie. And the first time it didn't work, he got up and started not watching the movie. And started like cleaning eggs or something. And I was like, okay, this guy's weird. Obviously, I'm trying to mac on him. Why is he not cooperating? But it was just totally over his head. He did not understand what was going on. So then the next time we hung out, I was like, I'm kissing this guy. This is going to happen. So I put on the second Aliens movie and I kissed him. And he was quite shocked. And he said, you remember your line? Well, you kissed me back. And yes. Then you said, I thought you were queer. And I said, I am. And then...
I said, I feel like queer... What did I say? That I think queer means something...
Different to me.
Something different to me than it does to you. Yeah. But it worked out in the end, so it was great. I just didn't know what I wanted.
Mm-hmm. Luckily, I did.
Luckily, she did. Yeah, and then, I mean, off of that, it was a very fast, but we've been now, you know, farming together for over 10 years, and we've kind of built up this successful operation. We, you know, we bought a 142-acre farm, only 40 of it, which we use, which is down by the river, and then we have a lot of pasture and stuff that our neighbor has, we lease to our neighbor who puts cows on it, and then he fixes all our broken equipment, which is a great arrangement, because 10 years in, I still break a lot of things. But yeah, so it's been great. There's no, I think, perfect farm. There's so many variables that it's dependent on. You know, you just can't read a manual about farming and then hope to apply that perfectly, because everybody's land is different. Every climate is different. Every farmer is different. So it's like always interesting, even like talking to farms from neighboring areas. So like a lot, you know, like the climate's the same and the land is pretty similar. And then they're like, they do something and you're like, I would not do that in a million years. But then there's others probably stupid things that you do that they look at you and they're like, why would you spend all that time doing that one thing? And it's just like a personality thing. And it's not, I don't think, right or wrong. And it's just like, everyone's trying to like figure out their own personal farm and how to do what they're doing the best. It's also fun, I think, raising two kids on a farm. We have two kids who are now 6 and 9 years old. Woods is 6 and Ernest is 9. And it's cool having a farm where they can just like explore. We try to like have things to keep them interested. So we grow like a couple crops just to like convince them to come down here. Like we grow raspberries and strawberries and sometimes watermelons and ground cherries. And then it's just fun to see them. That lets them explore the farm. Cause like sometimes Woods, our youngest, will be like, I'm going to get strawberries. And then he walks like a quarter mile out into our field to pick 10 strawberries for himself and then walks back.
Or Woods will walk down to the farm to get mud so he can make a clay pot or something like that.